Let's talk about injuries, shall we? Michael Higden's out for a month or so. How big a loss is that?
Yeah, it's a blow. We're not exactly sure how long yet. You know, I think we had it with Jose where he came back earlier than expected, and we're hoping Michael will do the same. But he's been unlucky because just when he started showing some form, he went and got sent off at Chesterfield, gets a couple of goals at MK Dons, and then does his hamstring after that. So element of misfortune to it at the moment with him.
Because is he now in a situation where he is match fit, having had that 2 or 3 months to get fully up to speed? Now, of course, he's injured in that respect, but is he match fit?
Well, not quite, because of that suspension he had when he missed 3 games, and now he's going to miss another few weeks. So he's going to have to get back up to speed when he does get fit again.
Following on from the match the other day, is everybody else okay? Do you have any of the other injuries for the Cup this weekend?
Just one or two knocks and things. I think James Wallace, you know, wasn't feeling great after the game and wasn't moving too well during the game. So we've got a concern about him, but hoping he'll be okay. Everybody else should be all right. Paddy McCarthy, we're hoping to get back, but it'll be after Saturday. Obviously, Crystal Palace don't want him playing in the FA Cup because he's down to play in the third round for them in January.
Well, that's positive news, isn't it? Keeping him, he's had a great influence since he arrived.
He's been brilliant influence. So we've just got to get all the paperwork sorted. It's not done yet, but it's agreed in principle. So we're very grateful for Neil again for his help in it, and letting us have him, and you know, get some more games in the next 6 or 8 weeks.
And it's balance and leadership that he brings more than anything.
Experience, all those sorts of things, you know. And I think we have look a bit more solid when he's around, and he's formed a very good partnership with Jay McEvely.
I suppose the most obvious question to ask following on from that, if they're prepared to do the deal and let him come out here, is there any scope for anything longer and a bit more permanent when you get into January and you're trying to plan things for then?
Yeah, maybe. We haven't gone beyond there. You know, the travelling's an issue, obviously, with him living with his family in South London. So, but we're delighted if we can secure him until the end of December. We'll be delighted with that.
What about other loan progression then? This striker, has that moved at all?
We're trying. We've made a couple more inquiries this week, and we are certainly trying. It's difficult to get them in with FA Cup permission as well. But once again, that's what we're trying to achieve before the weekend if we can.
I know Stephen Davies is someone that you have gone on the record about. What's the hold-up there? Is it too easy to say it's just about money right now?
Yeah, it's not about money. You know, new manager's gone in at Blackpool. It's more about the situation at Blackpool than anything else.
What do you see in him? Why is he? Why does he remain sort of the primary target?
Well, he's just one of them, but he gets goals. And good all-round player. We know him from our days at Derby. Had one or two injury problems, but I think at this level he would score goals, especially with the amount of chances that we're creating.
Given the fact that you do want this striker, does there become a cut-off point with him to say, look, if it's not going to happen, let's go different ways and try somebody else?
Well, we're asking for more than one at the moment. We've had inquiries for 2 or 3, and if 2 become available, then we'll look at taking 2.
Right, well, that's interesting. Where else are you looking then? Other Championship clubs?
Yeah, just anywhere where we think players will improve us. So, you know, no set area really. I think with Diego now's back from his loan at York for the moment, we've got a good young striker in him. So there's not really much point in taking a young one unless we can't get the other two.
I suppose when you are looking for a striker, what do you want to find from that individual, or indeed individuals, that you don't have in the lads that you've got here already?
Just something a bit different, a different option for us up front, where, you know, we're putting so many balls in the box that we did again on Saturday. Just somebody with that ability in the 6-yard box to get on the end of them. But that doesn't lessen also the importance and the emphasis on the other players we've already got getting in there as well and doing it, whether it's Jam, whether it's Murph, whether it's Jose, whoever, getting in that 6-yard box and getting us a goal.
Because I wonder, your preferred way of doing things now is you have a line leader, as it were, and you've got the lads running on. You've already got 3 or 4 strikers. I mean, is it you're adding, you want to add to that department when one generally is the guy that goes in up there?
Yeah, we do want to add to it. You know, I think Jose is more of a sort of midfielder turned striker, doing a very good job up there for us, but we might use him as one of the 3 behind. Gives us that option.
Is it something, as you see the evolution of this team, as to maybe you change from what you're doing now as the team progresses, and you maybe go more up there to up front, if you like? I suppose I'm being quite basic when I say that, but you to have more different ways of doing things, plan A, B, C and D.
Yeah, we'd like to progress to that. I think at the moment we'd probably lose the general control of the game that we're having in, you know, pretty much all the last five or six matches. Level of performance has been great. We've controlled the games, and all of a sudden put two up there. It might still work. But considering we've only lost what, two or three in the last 15, then it's working okay at the moment.
Because I suppose what we see in the major frustration from Saturday, I'm sure, would have been you had all that possession. It's just it broke down in the final third, and maybe needing extra bodies in there and making that, all of them really, making that run up and being involved.
Yeah, and that's good. That comes down to the players on the pitch, not necessarily bringing somebody fresh in or playing two or three up front or something. You know, discuss this where we keep playing our way. And if anything, I thought we went a bit too direct in the last 10 minutes of the game on Saturday. We should have kept playing, but the wide men didn't get the crosses in. But I think it's incumbent upon the lads we've got in the team really to get in there and get the goals as much as bringing somebody else in.
You mentioned Dejiralamo there. Obviously, he's had a good time at York, hasn't he? Do you see him now becoming more part of the first team fixture, more of a fixture in the first team here? Or is this perhaps coming back to cover because you've got cup games coming up?
Well, that's the thing. We wouldn't give him FA Cup permission anyway for Saturday. We've got the JPT next Wednesday. So, no, we see him as getting out and getting some more experience, providing we get players in. But for the next week or so, he'll stay with us. And we may well use him in the next two matches.
Because he must be full of confidence right now, I would imagine, given how he's fared for York.
Yeah, I think so. He's got three in his last four for them, and in a team that's been generally struggling. So that's why we brought him back. That's why we sent him out there, get a few goals, get some confidence, come back, and then we'll have a look at him and see if he's up to getting into our first team.
Is it, if he does go out, is it easy to say he could go back to York? I mean, he clearly has enjoyed it there. Why not if they're up for it?
Yeah, that'd be the most sensible thing. But as I say, we can't, unfortunately, give him FA Cup permission to play this weekend. So he's back with us for a week or 10 days, and he may well feature next Wednesday as well.
With this search for a striker ongoing, was there ever a case during the summer and up to and including the end of the last transfer window where you could have bolstered even further? Or was that search not really on the cards then, to get more in then?
Hey, we tried. You know, those offers went in for players right up to the transfer window as well, the close of the transfer window in August. So we did try to bolster in a couple of departments. But if you can't get the ones you want, we always say we're not going to take one for the sake of it.
So let's move on to Crewe this weekend again, a recent meeting. You know, does that help or is that a hindrance when you're doing your planning that you know all about them from 2 weeks ago?
I think it might be a hindrance Saturday, having played so well there a couple of weeks ago and dominated the game and won and should have won by more. I think Crewe will view it as almost a free game to have a go. Everything goes out the window, league form and everything. You know, unfortunately, they find themselves bottom of the table at the moment, despite a good point at Crawley. But I think it all goes out the window. I think it'd be a different game Saturday.
Do you put that extra pressure on yourselves to do well in the Cup, perhaps because of what you achieved last year in this competition? You'll want to, well, try and get that far again.
Yeah, that would be lovely. That was maybe a bit of a one-off reaching the semi-final, but it'd be nice to get through a few rounds, certainly. And we place the same emphasis as we do on all games. It's not just to get through to that stage. We want to win games.
Do you think teams will look at Sheffield United, well, it happens to be Crewe, obviously this weekend, and say, well, this lot did very well last season. Let's try and knock them off their perch so we can say we've beaten recent semi-finalists.
I would think there's every incentive for them to reverse the result the other week. You know, I think that'll be the immediate thing and to do a bit better in the game. And then to try and knock us out, I think even at this early stage, we're a big scalp.
Given the fact that it's the next couple of matches are cup games, you're kind of in your stride now, aren't you, as regards the league? Does this come, in some respects, at an unfortunate time?
Yeah, we wish we had league games now. I think the consistency of the performances in the last few, and Doncaster's on, I think, now. It was a doubt about it, but the game's definitely on a week Saturday, which is good news for us as well. I think when you're playing as well as we are at the moment, the lads are buzzing in training, despite the defeat last Saturday. Yeah, we don't mind. Let's bring the games on, you know, while we're in this right vein of form.
Because last season it was about the salvage job and ultimately building the team away from the relegation zone, does the importance of the Cup this year perhaps lessen because it's about achieving promotion this year?
Ever so slightly, yeah. I think the FA Cup run, you know, took our minds off the league at the time when we were down there. But promotion is, you know, to get in that top six is the aim this season. So it lessens it ever so slightly, but it won't do come 3 o'clock Saturday.
What are their strengths then? It's all very well, you know, you knowing them. You obviously know them very well. how do they set up? How do you expect them to set their stall out against the Blades this weekend?
Don't know. It was interesting when we discussed after the game. You know, went in and a drink with Steve Davis and Neil Baker and everything, and they were saying they weren't sure how to line up against us, and went with away. And I think Crewe are very flexible and adaptable in terms of the formations. So I think we might see something a bit different than we saw in the league game.
Because they, I mean, I'm only going on statistics here. They obviously were in a great run prior to facing yourselves. They've not won since, or didn't win the other game since. I wonder if that victory has knocked the stuffing out of them a little bit again.
I don't know. I think it's difficult to write Crewe off because the young lads are enthusiastic, and technically, because of the way they're coached and brought up, they're very good as well. So you never quite know. We concentrate on ourselves. I've one eye on what Crewe are capable of. But it's more about, I think, how we approach the game again Saturday.